We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here. Hochman and Crowder. Get to the Alan Hearns news here in a second. Let me give you the stock market report. We always do that at 4 o'clock. Let's see. We see some green on Wall Street today. Dow Jones Industrial Average ends up 165 points. S&P 500 up 11.95, so about 12 points. And the NASDAQ up 38 points. So there you go. Alan Hearns, Dolphins receiver, has opted out. He's the first Dolphin to opt out of the upcoming season. There's still a couple days left for NFL players to opt out. I had said to you earlier, Crowder, and we didn't really get into it, and we don't have a ton of time here, but before we get to headlines, we were talking about this. Like, you've got a team here, and Alan Hearns be a veteran, but now he's opting out. So you've got a team with free agents and rookies, and a second-year head coach, new coordinators, by the way, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, you've got a lot of changing parts here, and you are 6 weeks away from your opening game. It's on the road in New England, and there's going to be zero preseason games, and very, different training camp, right? There's no chance it can be a normal training camp because you're constantly on guard about social distancing and coronavirus and whatnot. So what kind of season are we looking at? Let's say this opening game happens the way it's supposed to in September. They're in New England. What do you think the Dolphins look like?
I think it's very simple, Hawk. Like, it's simple football. Like, the speed guys will run. Like, Devontae Parker will be able to go down the sideline. Preston Williams is healthy. You know what I'm saying? Jordan Howard, if he's going to be fast. You see what I'm saying? Where there's going to still be athleticism, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of shifts, a lot of motions, a lot of double calls defensively, a lot of just guys blitzes. Like, it's going to be crazy to say. It's going to be closer to a high school game plan than an NFL game plan. But the players
and
then you
kind of look at it
there.
Like, don't you think whoever might have a better offensive line and running game? I know it's super simplistic, but in the NFL, like a good offensive line and a good running attack, like, wouldn't that maybe, you know, make you think that team's going to go somewhere? Because it's going to take half a season to ramp up, I think.
Yeah, Hawk, and it's funny you say that, because I was going to use this as a gambling ploy. So we're going to give this news out. Bro, I think the 49ers are going to be unstoppable with that running game. Because it doesn't, like, to your point, Hawk, like, you don't need timing. Get the big dudes to jump on the big guys. The fat guys push fat guys, and running backs run down the hole. Because it's
simpler. Didn't he opt out? Raheem Mostert? I think he opted out.
They got a contract extension, didn't they?
Oh, really?
Maybe that's why I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
If they got a contract extension. But, like, that concept of football, but this is what I think. In a bigger picture, like, I think it's going to be simpler football, Hawk, but bigger picture, I think it's going to ramp up. Like, I think guys are going to get comfortable. Those missed preseason games, the missed joint scrimmages, the missed production that you're getting into camp, trying to get ready for the season, that's going to happen week one, week two, week three, week four. So about a month into the season, I think we're going to start seeing the football we're used to seeing. But now we have to worry about the health concerns of teams traveling for a month. So it's going to – I think this is going to be a very – like it is in every NBA, NHL, we're watching a different season. But I think right when we start watching good football, it's going to – some sickness is going to happen. Like, I'm not – I've said it before. I'm not confident in the NFL playing 16 games. I don't know who is, but I don't know if it can go that long. But it is going to be very simple football early on. Good players are going to make plays. That whole team, let's get our strategy together and get everybody on the same page. That takes a while. You get your mouth beat in while you're trying to get everybody on the same page. Ballers are going to ball in the first 2-3 weeks.
And again, the news, Allen Hurns, Dolphins receiver, he has opted out for this season. So
Patrick Mahomes is going to have 1,500 yards in the first 3 weeks.
He could.
Because he knows really his receivers. The veteran, he already knows
teams.
The offense. Yes.
Yep, yep. San Francisco, same thing that you said. Like, those teams that have been playing together for a while that are already good, oh, my goodness, do they have an advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, Allen Hurns is out. Let's get the rest of the headlines here from Alejandro Solana.
The Florida Panthers, they lost 4-2 today to the Islanders, meaning they're now down 2-0 in their first round series, a best-of-5 series.
So game 3 tomorrow, noon. You hear it on 560, the Joe. We're taking it one game at a time. All you got to do, get that dub tomorrow. We'll worry about Friday after that. That sound like a
good
coach?
Hawk. Hell yeah. Us against the world. You could throw some more
cliches
in there.
Us against the world. Let's go. Put one foot ahead of the next.
There you go.
The Islanders put on their pants one leg at a time like the rest of us.
Keep going, Colton.
Right now in the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets, they lead Milwaukee 119-116, 6 seconds left. I saw Giannis Antetokounmpo got into a little scuffle. I'm not really interested in that game. It just gives us a reason to play some of these Sounders, Hawk.
All right, well, let's
for three.
That is Eric Reed. It's my favorite. Play it one more time. Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Now, we have Stacey King saying it. Do you have that still, Stacey King, the Chicago Bulls broadcaster?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo really makes no sense at all, does it?
He got so scared he saw an R. Antetokounmpo!
Antetokounmpo! Do you have, someone had sent this to us, did you get the Barack Obama one?
I don't, but I will get it. I will have it in the system shortly.
Today is Barack Obama's birthday, by the way, but he mangled Antetokounmpo's name at the White House. I heard it today for the first time. It is hysterical. See if you can get that for the next segment. But as long as we're just goofing around here for a second, play Crowder saying Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And all the snorkin'.
Schnorkenager. What was the other one that he tried to say? Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal. Do you have Crowder saying Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm ashamed by Jake Gyllenhaal and Schwarzenegger, man. Their players mess up.
Jake Gyllenhaal. That is excellent.
Right, yeah.
And one more time, Eric Reed with Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo for three.
So great, man. Yeah, you got to get the Obama one because it is great. We have to add it into the routine. All right, what else you got, Solana?
The Marlins, they're back on the diamond tonight, 7:35 p.m. Pablo Lopez is on the mound, surrounded by a bunch of guys Don Mattingly has never met.
Funny way to put it.
The Heat, they're also in action, 6:30 p.m. tip-off. They play the Boston Celtics. That game is live on 790 The Ticket tonight.
Yeah, so the pregame show on 790 The Ticket's going to start what, about 5:15?
5:15 on the dot.
All right, so at 5:15, if you want to continue listening to me and Crowder, you're going to need to listen to us on 560 WQAM. If you want to hear the Heat pregame show, you'll be able to listen on 790 The Ticket, so that's about an hour away. All right, what else, Solana?
The Lakers, they clinched the top seed in the West yesterday with a 116-108 win over Utah.
All right.
In the WNBA tonight, the Connecticut Sun, they play the Seattle Storm at 9 p.m.
Don't remind me. They got to get a win at some point. I've embraced the Sun. I bought the merchandise. I don't know what more I can do. Beatrice Mom Premier is on the team. They're 0-4. Let me see. Oh, my God. They are 10.5 point underdogs tonight.
How do we audible from our team? Do we have to ask Coach Meyer?
Let's ask
Coach Meyer. She gave us the team. Let's ask Katie Meyer. Could we audible?
We can't. We can't say assign us to WNBA team, and then we accept it, and then we just bail after four games. It's not right.
We called a run play. They stacked the box. Let's call a pass, man. Nobody's deep.
No. I'm not pulling the pitcher after one inning. All right, what else, Solana?
What would it take, an 0-10 start, for you to contemplate maybe changing allegiances?
No, I am all in, Jack. Connecticut Sun. I'm buying more merchandise today.
This is the problem with our gambling, too. He does the same thing.
It's the worst trait for a gambler, stubbornness.
My goodness. He's going to go over sooner or later. We're hundreds in the hole. What are you talking about, sooner or later?
Anything else?
Finally, guys, according to a cleaning expert in Australia, you should stop rinsing dishes before you put them in the dishwasher because that makes them less clean.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Who wants to pull out dishes that have sauce all over them?
Yeah.
Wait, no. They're saying not to put dishes into the dishwasher that you've already cleaned.
Not already clean, you rinse
off
the
rinse.
Chunks.
Right. They're saying don't rinse it. Right. Yeah, and I'm saying that's stupid because then you're going to run it through the dishwasher, you're going to pull it out, there's going to be sauce all over the plate.
Well, according to this researcher in Australia, you're doing more
harm. Well, have that person come to my house and watch what happens when the dishes don't get rinsed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not as much emotion, but I agree with them. Just a little less emotion.
Damn Connecticut Sun's 0-4!
Rinse their dishes.
Anything else?
Let's get to weather then. Right now in South Florida, 87 degrees currently. Tonight the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s in some parts of Miami. It'll be in the lower 80s. No rain is expected for Miami for another 120 minutes. As for our probability of precipitation,
just weather forecast.
We do have a 32% probability of precipitation. That is your weather.
Okay. Anything else? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Clay Ferrero is going to join us next. Clay Ferrero, sports anchor at Local 10. I want to talk about his thoughts on the Panthers' loss today and also get his thoughts on the Heat and Marlins coming up tonight. So we'll talk with Clay here momentarily.
Y'all have to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. I've been going there 16 years. I've been telling y'all about them for probably 10 years now. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is amazing. Thousands of families go to Delaware weekly, just like the Crowders. And if you go once, you're going to be back over and over and over again because they have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have shrimp. They have 20 different species of fish. They have alligator, venison, frog legs, the fish dip, the crab dip. The buffalo chicken dip is delicious. The eggs are the best price, free range. They are awesome. The sides, all the delicious food. The raw food, now they have it. But you got to check out. I want y'all to go check out the rotisserie chicken dinner. It's only $12.99. You get a rotisserie chicken. You can choose lemon pepper, barbecue, salt and pepper, or salt free. And you get a half a pound of coleslaw, a half a pound of potato salad. It is delicious. Feed your family for only $12.99. They have prepared food. That's why I wanted to tell y'all about the rotisserie chickens because my family fell in love with them. They have all the raw food I told you about. And the prices there are awesome too now. Grass-fed ground beef, only $11.99 a pound. The large white shrimp, I've been getting these for weeks now. $9.99 a pound for large white pink shrimp. Large white shrimp, they're already peeled. They're already deveined. It is off the chain. They're delicious. Tilapia fillets, only $6.99 a pound. Y'all get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want. Call and place your order. They'll bring it out to the car. If you want to go inside, you can go inside. Delaware is trying to make all their customers happy. Wear a mask inside. We're practicing social distancing. There's marks on the ground. But if you want your package, if you want your order delivered to your car, they'll do that as well. They're here for you like they've been here for me for 16 years. They'll be here for all their customers because Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated since 1951. They know what they're doing. Get to Delaware. 441, one block south of Sterling Road. The number is 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. DelawareChicken.com is the website. When y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, we'll talk with Clay Ferrero next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Dan, you would snort my ashes if I died?
You don't even have to ask. You know I would.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you.
Hawk and Crowder.
You know. All right, our guy's on the phone. Clay Ferrero. Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Clay Ferrero, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10. And just like the rest of us, he watched the Panthers game earlier. And I'm sure he's looking forward to the Heat and the Marlins tonight. And we bring him on. It is disappointing, Clay, right? Panthers down 0-2. And we've lived through this before with the Panthers. But I don't know. You got a takeaway? You got anything for us?
Well, your day's going better than mine because my five-year-old just got done treating me like the Islanders did the Panthers today in a game of chutes and ladders. Actually, back-to-back games. So
look at you. You took it on the chin.
I'm 0-3 so far today, and wow. I'm just thinking that the luck has to start to turn tonight with the Marlins, I would hope, right?
Or the Connecticut Sun, for me. It's a whole nother story. You watch this Panthers game.
I'm guessing it's for entertainment purposes.
No, I'm not even gambling. I've embraced the team because Coach Katie Meyer, she was disappointed that I'd never really watched WNBA before. So I decided that wherever Beatrice Mompremier ended up, Katie would, she called in, she assigned me the Connecticut Sun. So I bought their merchandise and I have embraced them, and they're 0-4 and they're 10.5-point underdogs tonight. And Beatrice barely plays, and what are you going to do?
But you're a Canes
fan. I love how you still slipped in the 10.5 dogs there. Like, there's still a part of you that is. Plus, weren't they named after the Mohegan Sun casino?
Yeah, so I
think there's more than one reason why you're adopting
featured,
the Connecticut Sun.
Mohegan Sun featured prominently in Uncut Gems, one of the top 10 movies
That's right.
of all time.
One of the most mediocre films of all time.
How dare you? How dare you? I'll end this call right now. do you have any kind of takeaway on the Panthers? I mean, Saturday they had no offense. Bobrovsky played well. Today they came out. I mean, they were blazing that first period, but it just fell apart.
The defense is just horrendous, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be the greatest X's and O's hockey guy, but the defense was awful in front of Bobrovsky, and just a lot of slip ups there, and then also the penalties, man. And I think Q said this after the game. They just got to find a way to keep their composure in these, what the Heat and Riley and Spoelstra would call a winning time. You know, I mean, they just find ways to do things wrong at the worst possible times, which, as you said at the outset, unfortunately, Panthers fans have gotten used to over the years.
And Clay, I'm not giving you a pass on shooting ladders, man. You got to roll that 12, man. You got to roll high. You can get up there, bro. But speaking of
so
a
here's
pass,
the
Clay.
Funny thing. Here's the best part. Here's the best part. My five-year-old, I've got a six-year-old, a five-year-old, and a three-year-old. And, like, we all root for each other to get the ladders, except my five-year-old, who now roots for everybody else to fail in order for her to win. So, like, we all support each other. And my wife and I, by the way, we root for the ladders because we just want the game to end quickly. But mm-hmm. she just wants to win. Like, my five-year-old just wants everybody else to lose and for her to keep climbing the ladder. So I think she probably got a little bit of the competitive gene in my wife's side of the family.
I was just going to say, Clay, your five-year-old has the mama mentality. You might need to embrace that because she's a winner.
Hey, by the way, before I know
mama
you're
mama mentality.
Mamba. I know you're going to ask a question here. You're going to ask a question, but the Miami Dolphins just released they say they have activated Cordray Tankersley off the reserve COVID list, and in the same tweet, we have waived Cordray Tankersley. So he has been activated from the COVID list, and now they have waived him as well.
I'd tell him put me back on. No, son, I won't.
You know what? I'm not feeling that well now. Hot shoe.
What?
Quickly, Clay.
Channing would find a way to work this system. I have no doubt that if anybody could find a way to work the COVID-19 list, that Channing Crowder would find a way to do it. And by the way, By the way, I'm saying that as a complete compliment because I think he's smarter than all the rest of us. He would just find – he's got the straight –
He tried to avoid –
intuitive nature, right.
Didn't you try to avoid Jeff Ireland the day you knew he was gonna waive you?
Yeah. I was running around in the cafeteria. I said I left my book at home. No, son. I know what's about to happen. Y'all already asked me to take a pay cut. I know what's next. So, what? Clay, quickly with the Panthers, man. Let me ask you, because this is upsetting, and we always say it. Same old Panthers get to the playoffs. Do you give them a pass this year? Like, bro, they're coming out of COVID. You know, this was a first-year head coach and Coach Q, you know we're trying to figure it out. Bobrovsky comes in. We know we haven't planned. Do you give him a pass this year because of what's going on?
In a vacuum, you certainly can. In a vacuum, look, frankly, I think you can give anybody a pass that's having to go through this, and certainly understandable. And yet I also 100% sympathize with all Panthers fans. And look, man, I understand full well what everybody is going through to make this happen, and from the players to the coaches and everybody that's cleaning up all that. But if you're a Panthers fan, you're still watching these games, and it's still bringing up the same old heartache that you've had to deal with over and over again. So, yeah, absolutely, in a vacuum, I think you can give anybody a pass for any of this. And yet, it's not an isolated thing if you're a Panthers fan. So if you're sitting there and you're throwing the rat at your television, then I can't blame you.
Clay Ferreiro is with us from Local 10. Hey, just on the gambling front, I got a push notification from Yahoo Sports here. So the Nets beat the Bucks this afternoon. That is the biggest NBA upset in 27 years. Brooklyn was an 18.5-point underdog. But that's why you got to stay away from these games, because Giannis and Chris Middleton did not play in the second half. They were an 18.5-point underdog.
And if you were just following the score, I think it would have surprised you. And yet, but at the same time, I mean, the Nets, like, they got nobody. They're playing. I think they were missing their leading scorer per game. Their guys with their highest set. So, but yeah, I mean, same thing as you asked with the Panthers though, and getting a pass. It's like, there's just something different about all of these games, and I think that's why you hear over and over again from the Heat in these Zoom meetings that they fully understand that just as much handling the circumstances around you and what's different about this, the team that does that the best, in addition to the team that's the most talented, is the one that's going to find a way to pull this thing out.
Clay Ferreiro is with us. So tonight we've got a Heat game, we've got a Marlins game. What's more intriguing to you? I know that the Heat, the stakes are probably higher because it's game three of the 8-game seeding, but the Marlins are pretty damn intriguing because you don't know what's coming out there.
Yeah, I'd probably still lean towards the Heat, and in large part because I think with Miami, and Zach Lowe just did a great podcast about this, talking about the Heat, and the fact that Miami is the only team in the bubble that despite the fact they're completely healthy, they completely blew up their starting lineup. And they're going out there with a completely different group, and a group which likely has the highest ceiling because you're playing a guy in Jay Crowder that allows you to go small. He can shoot, and you're not having to rely on the type of interior stuff maybe that a lot of teams with a center would. You can kind of play the new age small ball. And yet the lineup you had was really, really good before. And so even though something was working, Spo took this time to say, no, you know what? We can still be better. So I'm still looking at this from an X's and O's perspective. And from a Miami Heat fan's perspective, you're wondering, is this the type of thing that is going to keep us from winning a first-round series? Or have we potentially unlocked something that could make us go on a huge run? And for everything else, yeah, absolutely. You want to say, I'm happy to see the Marlins back out there. Frankly, I was happy to see the video of them leaving their hotel. You just feel so bad for those guys. And man, like, obviously we like to see the local teams do well regardless because of, you know, hey, you guys are the same way. When sports down here is good, business for us is good. And so we want them to do well. And yet your heart is just rooting even more so for these guys now.
Wait,
there's
a statement now from Major League Baseball. The start of tonight's game between the Baltimore Orioles and Miami Marlins at Camden Yards may be delayed as we await the final test results, clearing the Marlins to resume play. So,
interesting.
Now there seems
what you wonder though is if does that mean there was an inconclusive test? Does that mean
right? Or yeah,
yeah. So yeah. Hopefully there's nothing else there. But they did go quite a while without having a positive, so I think the hope would be that they, you know, that this would be something more inconclusive, or they just haven't gotten anything yet. So, but man, isn't it wild that that's where we're at now every single day, that, yeah, we're sitting here and we're talking about games that we think are going to go off tonight, and yet you really don't know. And it's not because of weather, you know, you just, and it's for everything now. And unfortunately, I think that's kind of the way things are going to be with literally every game on the schedule and every sport between now and who knows when.
Yeah, the variable of the test, man, because at any moment somebody tests positive and it changes the entire scheduling right. for the whole league pretty much, man. So, yeah, everything's yep. fluid here. Clay, I want to jump back in with a conversation we had yesterday after the Heat game with Jimmy Butler. 10 seconds left in the game. He gets the ball. He tries to have a little cut, you know, bounce pass to Goran Dragic. Doesn't Jimmy need to step up? It's one of the things we've talked about, Clay, where in this bubble atmosphere, the ballers are going to ball. We see what AD's doing. We see what, you know, Paul George and Kawhi's doing with the Clippers. Like, doesn't Jimmy have to step up in them, in that last 10 seconds of the game? Doesn't Jimmy have to take that shot yesterday?
Yes, and he didn't, and the ball slipped through his hands. And now the positive of that is, you know, he's going to get another chance because he's the guy, like Spo says, that you put the ball in the hands of your best player and you're going to live with the results. We saw the same thing happen with Giannis a couple games ago where, you know, you got down the stretch, you got Kyle Korver wide open in the corner. He doesn't see him. And Giannis is somebody who you would hope would make that play. So Butler isn't alone, but 100%. The answer to your question is yes. You got to have your best players make these plays, or else you're not going to find a way to get out of the first round. Because these guys, the quality of play early on has just been fantastic. And I know that was something the league was concerned about, was all these guys coming off of this downtime that was going to be a bit sloppy early. And it really hasn't. I think the quality of play has been better than anybody could hope. But at the same time, that also means the cream is going to rise. And assuming that the talented teams are able to navigate the testing and the schedules and all of that, then it's going to come down to talent again. And yeah, you need your best players to make those plays late in ball games, and not just Jimmy Butler in the Heat, but Giannis and the Bucks, and the teams whose best players make the big plays down the stretch are the ones who are going to be standing at the end.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10. Back to Chutes and Ladders for you, Clay.
Oh, man. Hopefully I can get one out of three.
Clay, man, you could cheat, man. They're kids.
Yeah, like, they don't know what's going on.
They don't know.
Tell me how.
Just like when they're looking, say, oh, mommy fell, and then slide your little slide up a ladder real fast when all the girls look away.
Oh, mommy fell?
Yeah, well, maybe do like, oh, look, Easter Bunny, something like that. I don't know about mommy fell.
Yeah, mommy fell was a little aggressive. Mommy fell. That was the mamba coming out of me.
The mama that mentality. Sounds like, a, forget
that sounds like one of the Dateline episodes that I've watched.
I love it.
Thank you, Clay. Clay Ferrero there from Local 10. We have time in the next segment to get the Lucifer Jones story. I've been waiting to share this with people. You think you could tell that in a few minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, all right. So we'll do that. We have a great story for you coming up momentarily here.
In this time of uncertainty, J&K Roofing's here for you. They were here for me about a month ago because I looked up and I had a little spot on my ceiling. 2 days later, it was bigger. I know I had to call Donnie, the owner over at J&K, and have him come out and assess the situation. And that's what you need to do. Any roofing issues you have, call J&K. Let them come out and check it out. They will check it out for you, tell you, assess the situation, and you can get some amazing financing offers right now through Y-Green. So this is a great time to take advantage of any roofing questions, roofing problems you have. They are practicing social distancing. They were at my house for about a day and a half. They didn't even come in my house to put a new, beautiful, they had to fix the spot, protect my pallets, protect my family. They're protecting their workers and your family, and they don't have to come in your house for most of those roofing repairs. Residential and commercial, J&K does them all. Give J&K Roofing a call with big jobs, small jobs. There's no job they can't handle. And when I called Donnie, I talked to Donnie. I asked him, man, how have you been on top for over 40 years? How have you been doing this for over 40 years? And Donnie told me, he said, we make our customers happy. It's simple. He said, all customers want are extremely extremely high-skilled workers that are on time and professional and extremely great material, just the best material out there. And that's what J&K gives you. They give you those workers that are going to be on time. They were awesome when they came out to me. And if you want shingle, metal, tile, gravel, I had some barrel clay stuff on my house. They found the exact match. They got me right. Give J&K a call with any roofing needs. The quality, safety, service, and health will speak for itself when you deal with J&K Roofing. And it's raining today. It's going to rain tomorrow. We are in rainy and hurricane season. You need to be protected. Give J&K Roofing a call today. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, call J&K Roofing. And J&K Roofing knows that we're all in this thing together.
All right, let's take a super quick break, and then we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show.
And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night.
Hock and Crowder.
Does anybody remember what happened early on in today's show that got me thinking of Crowder's Lucifer Johnson story? 786-360-0790. I asked our producer, Solana, to write it down when it happened and remind me. He didn't do either, and now he can't even remember what transpired, and he gave me a terrible answer. So now I need someone to produce the show via text. 786-360-0790. Early, early in the show, Crowder said something, and then I said, that reminds me of your Lucifer Johnson story. And I wish I knew what it was so that I could get into the story. But anyway, the story is essentially, doesn't matter how old you are, like, you know, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm going to go ahead and tell you how I feel for real or whatnot. But it reminded me of this story where Crowder, this was years ago.
Bro, we Crowder, were, I think we, I'm talking about, bro, this is 4 or 5 years ago. This is long time ago. Yeah.
Easy. Because we were working at the old radio station. It was on 441, just south of Ives Dairy. So the, Dolphins Stadium, Hard Rock Stadium, is right there. And there was a little convenience store. Yeah,
right,
that Crowder would go to every
441 and 199. Yeah. And I went there every single day and got a drink, we'll say, and I got my chips and my little pork rinds and things.
So tell everybody what happened. You pull up that day, what happens?
And so we pull up. I pull in and it's like, you know, there's the parking spots on the side of the gas station and the gas pumps. So it's a busy. It's, you know, we get off at 6, so it's 6:05. It's right down the street from the station, so it's busy at this time. People are coming home. And so I'm pulling into the parking lot, and when you're pulling in, you know all the cars are lined up. So you can't see that well, whatever. And
wait, just to interrupt. Somebody texts in. It was the time Crowder cussed out his coach. So you were talking about Mike Nolan saying something, and then you were saying, you know, if I was 18, he would have gotten a totally different answer. And then I started thinking about this 10-year-old kid that did, like, it wasn't even 18. It was a 10-year-old kid. So that's what it comes from.
That's what it comes from.
Yeah.
So I pull into the parking lot, and when you pull in, you had to like make like a big U-turn coming off of 441. You pull in, you have to 180 yourself. So you kind of, you know, and most people do what I did. You kind of come in with a little speed because you're coming off of 441. So I come in, I hit that 180 U-turn, and when I'm coming up on the parking lot, so I'm still moving pretty fast, a little boy runs out between these two cars, so I had to slam on my brakes. So that's what made me see him, and I remember, and I named him Little Lucifer Johnson. Y'all will know why I named him that in about 2 minutes when I finished the story. So Little Lucifer runs between the cars, and I slam on my brakes. You know, I almost hit a little kid, so I'm like, oh, I'm kind of flustered a little bit. And he just takes off. I remember he had on a red shirt, khakis, and a book bag, a dark blue or black book bag, and he runs through, and I honk and all. He doesn't stop. He keeps moving, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. So I park. I go in the station to get my beverages and my little pork rinds, and the ladies, the Haitian ladies in there are talking. They're talking about, hey, the little kid just stole all this candy, and, you know, you should have said something because, you know, now the boss is going to take that out of our check. We know he was stealing. So it clicks to me why the kid was running, because he just stole candy from the convenience store. And I really didn't take it to heart. I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm listening to the Haitian ladies argue, and I'm just kind of smiling. And I'm just in line waiting to get my stuff. So I get my stuff. I leave the convenience store. I turn down, and I live in Davie, so I had to go down 199 to get to the turnpike, to get on the turnpike to go up to 595. when I'm riding down 199th, there's like a, what is it, like a garbage disposal place over there in a big, it's like an empty field.
Yeah, there's like a couple little cut-ins that you could pull and your
the
car little, in.
The streets go nowhere, but it's just like into this field. So, man, I'm leaving. I got my pork rinds. I'm chilling. And lo and behold, I'm riding down 199th, and I see little Lucifer Johnson, red shirt, khakis, dark blue book bag, and I see him walking, and I'm like, man, you know, let me be a good human. Let me be a good role model. And we're right there by Dolphin Stadium. This is what clicked it, too, because we can see Dolphin Stadium.
That's what makes the story so great is Dolphin Stadium in the background where you made millions.
Yes. So like all this built up made me be the, you know, the role model that I wanted, that I really want to be more of. But yes, so Dolphin Stadium's right there. I play for the Dolphins. This is a little young, you know, he was a little African-American kid, a little black kid. So I'm like, you know what? Let me say something to him. And my thought was, hey, I'm going to stop. I'm going to pull over. I'm going to say, hey, man, I was just at the store you left. I almost hit you in the parking lot. Hey, man, I'm going to buy you the candy and the chips, whatever you stole. I just want you to go back and apologize to these ladies. I'll purchase that stuff, but I wasn't showing them the right way. You know what I'm saying? Just be do the right way. Start your life, because the dude wasn't, but he wasn't big. He came probably up to my waist. He was 10, 11 at best, but he wasn't no big kid. Let me go and show him the way. Let me drive him back. I was going to take him home, too. Like, I had a whole plan. I was going to show the Dolphin Stadium. I was going to hit him with the Channing crowd. I used to play right there. Let me be your buddy. Man, so I pull up, and I pass him because he's walking down the sidewalk. I pass little Lucifer, and I pull into a driveway, and I get out of my truck. I had an Escalade that time. I get out of my truck, and I walk to the back of the truck, and I'm thinking as he walks past the rear of the truck, I'm going to stop him. And I'm going to say, hey, man, I'm explaining it to him. Hey, man, I just left the gas station. Blah, blah, blah. Let me take you back there. Let me show you the right way. I'll buy this for you and just give him a good start in life, thinking I could be a pivotal point in his life.
Make a change. Make a change. You could be, in that very moment, change his entire trajectory.
From prison to the president. Like, I really thought, like, this could be a moment in his life where he knows, hey, people care about me that shouldn't. Why the hell does this dude care about me? Why is he buying me stuff? Like, a pivotal point. I had, like, all this is running through my head, but then Lucifer changed it. I got out my truck. I walked to the back of my truck, and I beat him down the road probably about 100 yards. So I'm waiting for him. So I'm leaning on my bumper waiting for him, and he walks up, and my presentations are going to be, hey, young man, I just left the gas station. You know, I saw what you did. You know, I want to take you back. I want to pay for those items, and I just want you to understand that that's not the right way to go. I had it all planned. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I don't know what saying happens next, but it didn't go the way I thought it would. Little Lucifer walks up. 10 years old, bro. I step out. I say, hey, young man. And he kind of turns to me, but he had a little edge. Now, I could see his edge when he was walking. Turns to me. I was like, hey, young man, I was just at the gas station. Man, let's go back and pay for those items. They said you stole something. He cut me off in mid-sentence. Man, who the bleep you think you talking to? Man, bleep you. I'll whoop your bleeping bleep, 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 bleep. 5 seconds later, no exaggeration, this became a 10-year-old staring at me backpedaling down the side of my Escalade, sneaking into the driver door, waiting for Lucifer to clear, backing up and driving home. I didn't even turn the radio back on. I was just shocked about this little kid. He just berated me, and I did not know what to do. So I had good intentions, but a little Lucifer changed it. That's why, as I told him, I will explain why I named the kid Lucifer Johnson. Now y'all see why. It is justified.
I love the story. I just think it's so great because he had it like in his head, like Crowder was envisioning it like a movie, and then he drops the kid at home, and the father comes out, that's Channing Crowder from the Dolphins. I'm a fan, and like, you know, and it all comes together, and it clicks, and the kid's life changes.
I played it out, Hawk. I don't tell on him. I don't tell his parents. That's a secret between me and him. But I bring him home, and I just tell his parents, hey, I saw your son at the gas station. I want to give him a ride home and give him some encouraging words. Hawk, this was going to grow a relationship. I was going to be mentoring Lucifer for the next 20 years. He changed all that, son.
This guy is going to be delivering your eulogy 30, 80 years later, you know, this man here changed my life. I was down a wrong path. This dude sized you up. Big old ML middle linebacker. Oh. And he just tore you up 10 years old.
Yes. Didn't run. Didn't walk fast. After he cussed me out, he just kind of stood there and looked at me. And I had to leave. Like, oh, my bad, bro.
Sir, my bro, bad, sir.
You talking about backing up in the bushes like Homer Simpson? I backed up right in the bushes. Oh no, this is different. Yeah, I should have done this. 199 and 441. Maybe I should have went to Boca. Boca, this I might have got away with this.
Just driven past him and yelled, "Bring it back!
You stealing bastard! You!" Yeah, it didn't work out the way I thought it would.
A great story. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is just a few minutes away. Let me talk about ShieldMedDepot.com here. If you listen to this radio show, I talk about them a lot, and we all know we got to protect ourselves nowadays from coronavirus. Not just yourselves, your families. If you own a business, got to protect your customers, your employees. So ShieldMedDepot.com wants everyone to be safe, keep your family healthy. They're a family-owned and operated company. They sell right on the website masks and hand sanitizer, everything you need to stay COVID-free. And they're a direct distributor for the KN95 masks. They've got hand sanitizer rated to kill 99% of germs. Shield Med Depot is a local company. They deliver most orders within 2 business days. And they also give back a portion of the proceeds to first responders. So this way you don't have to walk into a grocery store or convenience store and, you know, hey, do you have masks? No, we're sold out, or we don't have them. We don't know when they're coming. You go on the website, you order what you need for your family or for your business, and it'll be at your door in a few days. I mean, it's perfect. So there you go, ShieldMedDepot.com, S-H-I-E-L-D, ShieldMedDepot.com, kind of your one-stop shopping site for COVID-19 protection. And if you are a business owner, they offer private labeling on the hand sanitizer, so you could label it specifically for your business. They sell the touchless dispensers as well for your business. It's all right there on the website. So order your masks, order your hand sanitizer right now for your home or your business. Go to ShieldMedDepot.com, S-H-I-E-L-D, ShieldMedDepot.com. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour, next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.